Maria. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Alex?
Yes, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Hey, John. Doing well.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you. She wanted me to go over pricing, but before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to the placement on Google or how any of these listings work?
Yeah, I guess I was honestly not paying full attention when Tara was talking because I was doing some stuff on the computer, but I was curious as to the, I could probably hop on Google and kind of see exactly the layout and how that works. So if somebody gets on and searches for a remodeling company, let's say, then when they do that, they're going to see obviously a list of remodeling companies, but there's only so much space on a page. So they're going to only see so much. How many spaces are available, I guess? How many people am I competing
currently
with?
Yeah, so there's one space available currently, but there's three guys that show up for Google Places. If you do Google Ads, you could have up to four, and then for Google Guarantee, there's two currently.
Okay.
So for a remodeling contractor in your service area, for the Google Guarantee campaign, you got Goldheart Homes and Midwestern Construction and Design. Just underneath that, you have Google Ads, which are companies paying per click. So this is Schlegel Design Remodel. Forgive me if I pronounced that wrong. And then we have the Google Places guys, which we were calling you about. And this is like AKC, Pros Roofing, Gutter, Siding, and Installation, if you've heard of them, all under one roof, and Helpful Home Services. Okay, so those are those three. Everything underneath that is considered organic. Now, the top organic company is Home Advisor by Angie's List, which you are currently using.
Right.
So these guys do an organic placement with Google to get the leads they're selling to you now, which is why we approached you with this opportunity for Google Places, because you're basically getting leads from Google. However, they're going to attach a premium to it, and they're going to sell it to you and a few other guys. And I know they charge you the lead fee whether you get the job or not. And through our experience, people who come from that program and end up on the first page of Google, never leave the first page of Google because you have people now calling you directly and you're not subjecting yourself to those lead fees, click fees or call fees. You know what you're spending and having conversations with people rather than trying to track them down, so to speak.
Right.
So it's a Google Places placement. So the brief version of the brief answer, I should say, is there's three guys that show. We have one listing available currently, but we're going down a qualified candidates list, and we're just looking for one person to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category as far as general contracting in this service area.
And I'm sure keyword plays in huge there. So
yes,
what?
Sir.
How does that work? What kind of keywords would I be associated with? If different things are typed in, then I'm not going to get brought up, and other guys would.
Right.
So you've got these different categories of keywords that are synonymous. I'm limited to a keyword and not a plethora of keywords. Is that how this works?
No, there is. There's 15.
Okay.
There's 15 that you'd be limited to as your maximum. Although most guys generally cover their needs with less than 15, we give you up to 15. And then there's a system called Google Analytics, which is actually public record, but it's hooked up to our tracking systems here too for our clients. So you can actually see which services in that general contractor category are getting the most traffic. So that way you don't have to guess on, hey, should I put this or put this in order to get the most exposure and to get my phone ringing. And we always have recommendations ready for you when you go into your client interview as a new sign up. But you have final say on everything, and the keywords are also interchangeable through your account management team here. So maybe you set it up with these 15, and then 2 months from now you want to switch them. You just call in, and you could switch your keywords through your account management team here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
as long
I guess
as
I'm having general
a contractor. You can't can't list you for pizza ever.
Yeah, I guess that's where I'm having a mental disconnect is, so you've got a general contractor category about which you're approaching me about to see if I want to essentially purchase a spot, and then, so say somebody gets on and types in bathroom remodeler near me. Mm-hmm. Is that going to bring me up in front of their face with a list of
it's one of
three
your
or four
keywords
of guys
that we're optimizing?
Okay.
For. Yep. So it has to be one of the keywords that you want to be listed for. We don't want to mislead the potential client and have them waste your time or their time placing that phone call. So the whole point of customizing the campaign is to make sure the leads are qualified. So they have to actually type in the service you provide, and they have to be within this service area in order to see you. So that way we know the calls that come through are real potential prospects within your service area.
Uh-huh. And how large is the service area?
Typically it's up to a 30-mile radius. Sometimes if it's less populous dense, you can go further than that, but Google tells us to not say more than 30 miles for a local listing, but it is possible people can find you 35, 40 miles out, depending on service area.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess, I'm still having some mental blanks here, but if I have, so what if you guys already have five guys who have bathroom remodels as a keyword and that have already bought, you know, have a space, then I would not be able to have it. Okay,
yeah.
So as far as, so the whole overarching theme of general contracting period and everything that falls under that umbrella, you guys don't have anybody fulfilling it that is paid to fill in a space for those topics.
Right. So there's tons of people that have Google business profiles, right, and that are in that category. But in order to show up on the first page, you have to have the optimization, which means you have to get a Google partner, a premier Google partner like ourselves. You have to have this conversation, right? They have to approach you about the opportunity, and then you solicit that space. So even if you have a Google business profile and you verified it and you have 100 reviews on there and you have your website and you're doing everything, if you're not currently with a Google partner, you're not going to show up there. For example, Comfort Designs, heating and air conditioning, somebody who shows as an HVAC contractor, but they're not on page one. They have 252 reviews. They're not on page one because maybe they were previously working with a Google partner, but they no longer are. So they still have all their verified listings, still have all their reviews, everything that they've accumulated, but now they no longer rank on page one. The Google partner and that optimization is what's going to keep you up there. It's a biweekly algorithm that we have to follow that Google's providing. And if we don't do those updates, then you're not going to be there, right? So if somebody cancels their service, they'll still be findable. It's just you won't be up there anymore. And that's where 90% of people are making their buying decision. That's the main reason why you'd want to be there. But obviously at some point, if you've grown your business to a degree and you've already developed this network of clients, you could hypothetically leave like they're doing and your business will be self-sufficient. Right, still, because you've now built up that reputation from being up there for so long.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so just to be clear, so I'm going to type in, I've already typed in remodeling companies near me. And when that comes up, like you mentioned, I see the kind of this first tier of the first page is General Contractors in Spring Hill. I've got Goldhart Homes LLC and Midwestern Construction and Design. And then moving down from there, there's another sponsored section that is that says Empire Remodeling KC. And moving down from there, another sponsored company would be West Shore Home. And then it moves into a section of business that says businesses, and it's got the three. It's got three.
That's where you'll be listed. That's a Google Place displacement. Okay. The sponsored guys are pay per click, so they're paying for every time somebody clicks on that. So don't click on that. And then the Google Guaranteed guys, the ones with the little green check mark where it says Google Guaranteed, those guys are doing pay per lead. Which would be similar to what you have with Home Advisor, except for Google's pay-per-lead service is exclusive. So we actually hand you the call with the live customer on the line after we vetted it, and it only goes to you. And you only get charged if you accept it or agree to go out and meet with them. If you don't accept it, we go find another Google Guarantee rep, and then we'll contact them about the offer until we find them their help. So
interesting. Sounds like a much better system than Home Advisor. Yeah,
because we're not just texting you a number and then charging you a lead fee. You know, we actually have a client there, and you have to accept the client, and you guys generate an agreement to at least go out and meet with them and look at it before you get charged for it. So.
Yeah.
Also, we give them insurance, $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the job if they go with one of our Google Guarantee contractors. So there's an incentive for the homeowner to go with those guys. From that perspective. And then we also are screen them and background check them and everything. So that is a great program. If I was going to hire somebody for a very large remodeling job, I'd probably go with the Google Guarantee guys just because of my knowledge on it. But
Cool. So, and you guys deal with that as well. And what did you say it is? Splash? I can't remember the...
Local Splash. Here, let me...
Splash. Gotcha.
Yeah. Let me send you a link so you can see everything. I thought Tara might have already. But, yes, we do Google Guarantee as well. That's one of the benefits of being a premier partner is we can enroll you in Google Guarantee. We do the background screenings with Google directly. So that's beautiful. And then we enroll you into that program where you have a Google representative who actually vets the calls for you. So you have like a client interview where you tell them, hey, this is my ideal customer. And they'll vet those calls, and then they'll approach you with the opportunity if they feel it meets your parameters.
Right. And so as far as being Google guaranteed, there's no more spots available for that in this area at this time.
No. So Google Guaranteed is not like Google Places. You can actually sign up for Google Guarantee and Google Ads whenever. Those ones aren't based on availability. It's not hard to enroll yourself in Google Ads. I mean, you could sign up for it today and have one up and running, you know, a couple of days.
I follow you. So as far as Google Guarantee,
I didn't mean to cut you off. I think there's a delay.
No. Yeah, you're
Google Guarantee isn't as quick of a turnaround though, because the background screenings they usually take about 3 weeks. So if you did that, they charge like $250 for the application and background screening. They'll send you the application a day, and then it takes about 3 weeks to get through the full screening and completion of the application, and then you'll be able to start running your Google Guarantee campaign.
Okay, gotcha. And what does Google Guaranteed go for? I mean, like, I guess you're saying it's per lead, per accepted lead. What is that like? Is that based on the size of the job or anything like that? How does that work pricing wise?
Yeah, I can actually pull that up for you. So they have a program where I have to plug in your service area and industry in order to actually get the cost per lead. So bear with me for just a moment here. They usually want a starting budget of 13 leads when you're first starting out. Okay. So you pay the $250 for the application. And then once the application's approved and your background screening's done, then you're, in order to launch the campaign, you're going to want a 13-lead budget to start out. And they don't deduct from that budget until you've accepted the leads, right? So it's not a monthly cost with the Google Guarantee campaign. Uh-huh. If you get 13 leads and let's say you only use 6 of them this month and 6 of them in November and then you have that one remaining in December, once you've exhausted that 13 leads, then it would be set up to renew with your approval. So it's every month charge. It's a every 13 leads charge at minimum, but you could also broaden that to like 20, 30 leads, whatever your preference.
Right.
It's saying the starting monthly budget would be anywhere from 642 to $742 for 13 leads. Let me get the individual lead costs. And then the lead prices can vary anywhere from $34 to $51 per lead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to set aside realistically about $700 as your starting budget. So $250 for the application, $700, you'd be about $950 into it with a guarantee of 13 leads. And those are actual, like, you're going out and bidding the job. So not bad. I mean, the kind of work that you do, one job is going to offset that cost, and you have the remaining balance of the other 12 there to go before bill comes around.
Sure.
So if you could see a value in Home Advisor, it would be a lot better than that, a lot better quality as well. And that's actually why they developed that system, is because the Federal Trade Commission has been considering actually shutting Home Advisor down. It happened before. They were called Service Magic. But they have a bunch of articles you can read, FTC versus Home Advisor. It's pretty interesting. A lot of people have been getting reimbursed lately from those guys. They're kind of in some hot water.
Yeah, it is quite interesting. I mean, it does seem like quite a one-sided deal. And I've ignored their calls for the last 6 or 7 years. But, yeah, just thought it was interesting. I mean, we're at a place where we're trying to start looking at more of a finite job description for what we're trying to pursue, a scope of work that we're trying to narrow down, rather than just all sorts of different genres of work that we've been involved in. And so in doing that, I need more of a certain type of job request coming in, so that we can kind of hone in on what we actually want to do and just take those sorts of jobs. So I need more of a volume.
With that being said, I think the Google Places actually would be the best way to start out. They're going to want at least 5 reviews on your Google business profile for a Google Guarantee campaign anyway, and that could be something that we could upgrade you to maybe like a month or two from now. But these local listings... I mean, I could do them at $299 month to month with the pricing structure that Tara requested. It's a month to month service, so you're not binded to anything long term. But we list you for your 15 keywords, and you're not limited. So I mean, at $299, you may very well generate more than 13 leads hypothetically that the $950 would guarantee you with Google Guarantee, but you're not being charged per lead. You know. Same thing with Home Advisor. So that's the ultimate, I would say, exposure and volume opportunity there, and getting the most bang for your buck, because, you know, if they call you 100 times, your bill is the same. We strictly just put you up there with your number and the specific services that you want to provide, and then they just call you from there. So we don't get in between, oh, this job was this big, so you should pay this much, and it has nothing to do with the service. It's simply just list you. I think that would be an ideal starting point. Establish yourself in your own backyard, get that up and running, and then obviously, like I said, Google Ads and Google Guarantee are things that you could sign up for at any time. It's not based on the availability like those local listings are.
Right. Okay. That all makes sense. So any application fee or anything like that on top of this, as far as just for that Google Places?
Nope. Google Places is clear cut. So there's no setup fees, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. It's just a flat $299. Today is October 30th, so your next bill would be due on November 30th. It'd be set to renew on the 30th day each month, unless, like February, there's not 30 days that month, then it'll roll over to the first, and it'll be reoccurring. Mm-hmm. On the first day of each month moving forward at that point, but it's just $290.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so she said that was month to month. Is this this is not a yearly contract, or, I mean, this could be canceled at any time?
Correct. Correct. We do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a true month-to-month campaign. It states in our service agreement you can discontinue at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind for that.
Okay. All right. And you guys are not the, you guys don't handle this, this top tier, area that I'm seeing as I pull up, as I do this Google search, like that Goldhart Homes and Midwestern Construction and Design, those two guys you see first, that's not you guys'
Google guarantee.
Okay.
Those are Google guarantee guys. Yeah.
Which you deal with, you put those guys up there or not?
Correct. They're working with a Google partner in particular. There's four premier Google partners in the U.S. They're all
and
here
you guys,
in California.
You guys are one of them.
Correct. Right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but that's not you guys' domain, this Google guaranteed top.
That's not what we were originally calling you about, but that is our domain. Yeah, we do Google guarantee and Google ads as well. I was just recommending the local listing because of its scarce availability, right? And we do have availability to put you there. Google mm-hmm. ads and Google yeah. guarantee is one of those campaigns where it's not necessarily based on that. You can actually sign up for those whenever. Google guarantee campaigns doesn't always mean that you're going to be that very top. That's kind of their section. But if you click, if you click more general contractors, you know, there's a few other guys that are in that Google guarantee campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, but and I guess I'm just more out of curiosity. So what puts the guy at the top in that situation up there?
There's a variety of different factors. You know, it could be obviously the keywords
rotating
I mean it's rotating, but a lot of times when you go to call them, like let's say you wanted to call specifically Goldhart Homes, you know, when you hit that call button, it's kind of like the Home Advisor system where that's not a live call. Any pay-per-lead system, it's not necessarily going to be a live call directly to you. It'll actually take them to the Google Guarantee operators to pre-screen them. So those people end up getting right. pre-screened if they press that call button just to see if it's even a good fit for Goldhart Homes. So they kind of introduce right. them like, hey, welcome to this Google Guarantee program. They know in the Google Guarantee program, they click these guys that regardless of the contractor that they give me, these guys are background screen vetted and I'm going to get a $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the work, right, from Google,
right?
So they're open to, you know, okay, yeah.
And if you wouldn't have told me that, if I didn't know that, and I go to call this guy and I get answered by Google or something, I'm hanging up. And then I'm just going to call the guy's number, you know, on that I see there on the screen.
Well, that's how they kind of incentivize them with the live person on there, though. So they go, oh, you called the Google Guarantee guy, you know, and the Google Guarantee, you know, sometimes people will just actually click on that section or highlight Google Guarantee or even search what is Google Guarantee, you know, and then it tells you that then, hey, if you go with these contractors, Google's giving you this. So sometimes people know that, sometimes they don't, but we let them know, hey, you've clicked on a Google Guarantee guy, and so this is what you're entitled to with a Google Guarantee guy, but it might not exactly be Goldhart Homes. But we do want to help you find, you know, the contractor that's best for the project that you're, you know what I mean? So we keep them on, and then we'll go through those contractors. If they like a guy, then, you know, then we send them out there, have them meet, and then we'll charge the lead fee. If they don't, then we could always move on to other opportunities or just part ways with that potential prospect altogether. But it's definitely helpful for those contractors up there because they're not wasting their time fielding the call. They know that, hey, if I field this call, you know, it comes through on my caller ID system as a Google Guarantee lead. I know this is a potential job opportunity, and it's vetted rather than I'm just getting calls blankly. I just wanted to get a quote or what you think this would cost, you know, so.
Yeah.
There's pros and cons to each one of them, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I am quite interested in the space that you're offering me on the Google Spaces section.
Google Places. Okay.
Google Places. Is that what you're saying? Google Places?
Yeah, it's called Google Places. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's my personal favorite. It's kind of a volume thing, but it sounds to me like that's what you're looking for, you know? They might not all be, you know, gold, but there's a lot of opportunity there. That's where the volume usually
happens. Yeah,
because they're connected to people myself.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
And they don't have that pre-screening kind of thing to jump through. They know, hey, this is the actual guy, you know, that I got on the line. So I feel like that helps a lot.
Right.
It gives you an opportunity to kind of throw your character in there in the first however many seconds.
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well, where do we go from here then? I mean, this is all a little bit overwhelming to me because, yeah, I've just been doing word of mouth the last, 9 years. And so I'm just kind of.
That says a lot about you though. Plus, if you could do it that way.
Well, I'm just one to my,
yeah.
I advertised in a local paper. I advertised in the local paper for like a year and, you know, it just kind of took off from that and I just haven't done any advertising whatsoever since.
Yeah, you'll do great with this if you could do anything with that. That's outdated. We'll bring you into the forefront. The beautiful thing about working with a Google partner too, Alex, is that I know it might seem overwhelming to you, but we're literally doing all of the legwork on it. I mean, we pick your brain, just to make sure that we're representing you properly and everything looks how you want it to look, but, we're doing all the legwork. You just got to answer the phone call and get good reviews.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Get a website up there. I'm sure it would be cool. I will try to, I have a domain, but I've just never had to do any of this. I've never seen it as being worthwhile. But now as I'm looking for more volume, as far as job opportunities go, then
If you're going to do this Google Places placement, I would definitely recommend it. My offer to you would be, if you're going to move forward today with the Google Places placement and you want a custom website design, it would be kind of nice to have, the website design in-house. That way, if Google's telling us, hey, you switched his keyword for this, but we want to make sure that matches on the website, we could just go in there and do it without having to call you, relay that information, and have you relay that to the website guy. So it's kind of nice to have it all under one roof. Now, if you've already purchased one domain and you have access to that domain, we can develop the site for you, I can provide you hosting. I wouldn't charge you anything for the hosting, but to develop the site, it'd be a one-time charge of $99. So just to kind of throw that out there, it would change your initial investment to $398, and then each month after that, it would go down to $299. But at least at that point, you have a custom website design going, and then we have our hosting in-house here, and we'll be able to maintain that site for you and do all the upkeep on it without you having 100 different bills floating around or different numbers to call.
Right. And what do you mean by hosting it?
Yeah, so usually when you buy a domain, you're going to pay a hosting fee. The hosting is what keeps the content on the site. If you ever stop paying your host, you'll notice the website goes down. It's just blank. All the pictures, everything's gone. You have to have a host always in order to maintain the website itself and have it actually like up there with all the information on it. So just building it isn't enough. You have to host it. So that way it gets its updates and keeps, it stays up there. And
I think mine is blank I think it's blank, but I do think that I'm paying for it every month regardless. I'm still paying because it's part of my email, everything. I mean, through Google. So,
the hosting would be included, right? So I wouldn't charge you anything for the hosting, right? That's what I was saying. I just charge you the one-time charge just to set up the site, and then we'll still have hosting access to it without charging you for it. Does that make sense?
I guess part of it for me is I kind of want to be able to modify the website on my own if I so choose.
Yeah, you'll still have access to the domain. We don't take away like ownership or deny you access to your domain. You can 100% get in there and make any changes at any time. Yeah, it's just we'll do a lot of the legwork. If you're saying you're not computer savvy and you're like, hey, I want to change this, that would be the time you call us, say, hey, can you make this revision? And we'll go in there and say, yeah, give us 24 hours and be done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotcha.
And yeah, it's not that I'm not computer savvy. I'm fairly computer savvy, but I just, I prefer not to do anything on it if I don't have to. But,
We work with guys that are like 80 years old and family owned operated business
for
the last 60 years.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So we're designed to be able to assist everyone, you know.
Right, yeah, and that makes sense. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I can figure anything out, but I mean, yeah, that doesn't sound bad. To me, that's a little mind boggling. Like what, just paying you $100 to see how this website turns out. I mean, it's like you can go so many different ways with it. So how do you?
Well, that's why we have the client interview. So it's the same concept with like your keywords and your service area. We want to make sure everything's tailored how you want it to look. Websites are people's first impression of your business. So we'll customize the campaign. I mean, we have a general starting point, which I'm sending to you now.
I can't remember if, what is your name?
Jonathan, but I go by John usually. My last name's Hill. I'm the director here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, okay. Well, thank you. I just remembered that about 10 minutes ago, I actually declined one of my employees' calls. Could I get back with him real quick? Would you mind giving me a call in 10 minutes and we can pick back up with this?
Yeah.
Is that one for you? Or 5
minutes?
Yeah,
I could do that.
I don't want to interrupt your lunch break or anything. We could do this any time today, honestly. I'm just in the office today, so.
No, we can knock it out before lunch. It's 10:13 here in SoCal, so I got about.
That's right. Yeah,
I got about 45 minutes till lunch, so I'll call you back in 10. Sounds fair.
That sounds good. All right.
All right,
thanks, John. Bye bye.
No problem.